Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Pastor Jeff Dadisman from United Methodist Church in Maquoketa. He's a guest of the Senator from Hancock, Senator Guth. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Brooklyn Price from Winterset.
Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for giving us another day. In this chamber where the Senate gathers, we pause to offer you gratitude for the gift of spring after such a long season of snow and cold. Help those communities that are struggling with all the effects of the water and the extra rain and the flooding. Today, we ask your blessing and guidance for the members of our Iowa Senate, their staff, and all who in this place support the work of government. Give them wisdom that they may fulfill with honor their responsibilities to those they represent. Defend them from the temptations that come with the authority they bear so that they may serve you, serve each other, and serve the people of Iowa with humility and love. Comfort and care for those here today who are suffering private hurts as they do this public work. All this we ask in the name of Christ. May all that is done this day be for your greater honor and glory, O God. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there any senators to be excused? There is business in the well. The secretary will read.
The House has, on March 21, 2019, passed the following bills in which concurrence the Senate has asked. House File 516, a bill for recommending the voting membership and joint 911 service boards. House File 531, a bill for concerning unemployment insurance, including effective date and applicable divisions. House File 590, a bill for recommending tax return preparers providing penalties. House File 591, a bill for recommending juvenile court jurisdiction over minor guardianship proceedings, including effective date and applicable divisions. House File 610, a bill for recommending the opening guardianships for adults and conservatorships for adults and minors in administration of guardianships and conservatorships. House File 634, a bill for enacting certain boards, councils, and Department of Human Rights, including the Statute of the Justice Advisory Board, Elimination of Criminal and Juvenile Justice Planning Advisory Council, Public Safety Advisory Board, and Sex Offender Research Council. House File 685, a bill for enacting the payment of the required medical aid provided to prisoners of county jails. House File 690, a bill for enacting mental health and disability service, including establishment of Children's Behavioral Health System, Children's Health System State Board, and requiring certain children's behavioral health core services. House File 691, a bill for enacting the funding county mental health and disability service by modifying provisions relating to the use of specified excess cash flow funds, including effective date and retroactive applicability provisions. House File 694, a bill for an act establishing an emergency medical services personnel licensure interstate compact. We also have two gubernatorial appointees to introduce to the Senate. The first is Katie Arrow. She's the guest of the Department of Commerce and Senators Chapman and Lycum, and she's being appointed as superintendent of credit unions, and she will be in the Senate lounge for half an hour after this. The second is Dale Woolery. He is a guest of Senators Nunn and Walls, the Committee on Judiciary. He's being nominated as Director of Office of Drug Control Policy, and he will be in the Senate lounge for 30 minutes after this.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, pursuant to Iowa Code Section 2.5, I move that a committee of five be appointed as a committee on credentials.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails, and the chair announces the appointment of the senator from Des Moines, Senator Green, chair, the senator from Hancock, Senator Guth, the senator from Crawford, Senator Siegabart, the senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, and the senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom. The chair recognizes the senator from Des Moines, Senator Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will the Secretary read the report of the Committee on Credentials?
Mr. President, will your Committee on Credentials respectfully report that we find the person named in the attached copy of the certification of the Secretary of the State duly elected to and entitled to a seat in the Senate for the 88th General Assembly signed Senators Green, Bulkham, Dotzler, Guth, Sagebart. Certification is from the Office of the Secretary of State. Paul Pate, Secretary of State, concerning the files and records pertaining to elections of the state, do hereby certify the State Canvassing Board has declared that the special election held on March 19, 2019, the following named person was duly elected to the Office of State Senate for the residue of the term ending January 2, 2021. 30th District, Eric Giddens, signed by the Secretary of State, Paul Pate, countersigned by myself. That is your report, Mr. President.
The Chair recognizes the Senator from Des Moines, Senator Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the adoption of the report on the Committee on Credentials.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Des Moines, Senator Green. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The report is adopted. Will Senator-elect Giddens please come to the well for his swearing in? Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, repeat your full name.
I, Eric Giddens.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear.
Or affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And that I will faithfully discharge. The duties of Senator. According to the best of my ability. Congratulations, Senator. Are there any senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for two introductions?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. First of all, I would like to give everybody's attention up to the gallery. The IJAG students are here. Can you give us a wave? There is a reason why Iowa is the number one state in the United States for graduation rates, and one of those reasons is the IJAG program. They are not only engaging students where they are in high school and preparing them to be successful in high school, but they're also preparing them and giving them the skills they need to be successful after they graduate. So please help me welcome the IJAG students today. My other introduction is my Aunt Leslie Gearhart. Come over here a little closer. This is my aunt, and today is her birthday. She lives here in Des Moines. She is an incredible woman who is a great advocate and community member, and she is a great example of what hard work and perseverance can do to help a person be successful, and I wish you could all help me wish her happy birthday today.
For what purpose does the Senator from Pottawatomie, Senator Dawson, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Will I be in order for an announcement?
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to welcome our good colleague, Senator Bisciano, back today. I'd like to say the chamber is better to have you here.
For what purpose does the Senator from Dubuque, Senator Yoakum, seek the floor?
For two announcements, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon. I have two announcements. The first is going to be another birthday announcement for today, so happy birthday, Aunt. But one of the people who work in our back room, Cindy Meyer Dirk, it is also her birthday today. So members, please extend a very happy birthday to Cindy in our back room. The second announcement I wanted to make is about an upcoming premiere, and it's called Gridshock. And Gridshock is a documentary on human trafficking in the state of Iowa. The premiere is a week from tomorrow, on Tuesday, April 2nd, at 7:30 in the evening at the Des Moines Civic Center. And one of our very own is featured in this documentary, and that is Senator Kevin Kinney. And Senator Kinney is being recognized in this documentary as his role as a deputy sheriff, and he was involved in the very first federal prosecution of human trafficking in Iowa. And of course, it is also a tribute to him as a state senator. So I am hoping that many of us can attend that premiere next Tuesday. Senator Whitford, would you join us by 6:30 that evening? And there is a discount for the tickets if we have a group of 10 or more. So I'm hoping that when we get into our respective caucuses today, we can talk about that, and hopefully lots of us can sign up and get tickets for that premiere. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. For what purpose does the Senator from Hancock, Senator Guth, seek the floor?
For two introductions, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Along with Jeff Dadisman, our pastor of the day today, who is also my brother-in-law, he brought along his wife, my sister-in-law, Susan Dadisman, and she is right now working on her nurse practitioner's degree, and a part of her master's degree, she has been working with people from Micronesia. And I would like to introduce to you also Pastor Wyndon Asa, who is from the island of Pohnpei, one of the federated states of Micronesia, which is just southeast of Guam. He went to high school in upstate New York, went to college in Long Island, New York, and then finished his undergrad at Iowa State University, graduating in 1995 with a biochemistry degree, and then got his master's degree from Iowa State also in 1998 in food science and nutrition. He is a pastor of the Maquoketa Island Church, and has four kids and four grandkids. He's currently on the board of the Dubuque Pacific Islanders Health Project, which happens to be what my sister is studying and working with. And he's also on the, what does COFA stand for? Coalition of Foreign, I gotta look it up here on the other card. The Compact of Free Association, it's a treaty with the United States that has three island nations, the Republic of the Marshall Islands, the Federated States of Micronesia, and the Republic of Palau. So I ask everyone to please greet Whedon today. Thank you.
For what purpose does Senator Giddens seek the floor?
For five introductions, Mr. President.
You're in order, Senator.
Thank you. I'd first like to introduce my wife, Kendra Wollert, my son, Henry Giddens, who are here for my swearing in today. So. Guests from Blackhawk County that I'd like to introduce as well, Vicki Brown, Sarah Eastman, and Sam Blatt.
Oh, and Tavis.
Tavis Hall as well. I'm sorry, I didn't see him come in earlier, but I hope that's okay. Thank you.
With no other senator seeking the floor, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Democrats will caucus in about 5 minutes in room 24.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Republicans will caucus in room 22, and I would move the Senate recess until 3 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer. All those in favor say yay.
Yay.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is recessed until 3 o'clock p.m.
Democratic caucus in room 24, Republican caucus in room 22, both starting immediately. Democratic caucus, room 24, Republican caucus, room 22, both starting immediately.